What's up, guys? This is Alex Quinn. I'm a Forbes accredited marketer and global keynote speaker. And this is the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. We are a self-development and entrepreneurship community for go-getters to organize their life and business. Get ready to gain knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders and be one step closer to becoming the ultimate entrepreneur. Before we start this episode, how would you feel if I told you that you could change your whole business process around with just $20? Keep on listening to the episode to find out how. What's going on, guys? This is Alex Quinn, and you're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. Today, we're in Miami with Olivia Ormos, and we're going to be talking about events, everything event related, and how she got to where she is today. What's going on, Olivia?
What's up? What's up?
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having me.
We have a beautiful view right now. We're in Olivia's apartment, and you can see all of South Beach from here. I'm about to switch from house to apartment. You definitely convinced me.
I mean, there's no way to live in Miami if you're not looking at the water.
Right?
That's the way to go.
And guys, we want to thank Olivia for taking the time to be on this podcast. A few minutes before she sat down, she was actually making many moves on that cell phone because we got Art Basel coming up here in Miami. For those of you who know what Art Basel is, you already know. If you don't, it's the biggest art community down here in Miami. I believe in the United States, right?
Yeah, I mean, they do Art Basel in once a couple a other places, but Miami, this is the hub for it for sure.
And it started in Switzerland?
I think it started in Switzerland. Yeah. They have a version in Hong Kong.
I know they have a Basel World for watches because I'm big on watches. I used to collect watches before and I've always wanted to go.
Yeah, definitely.
So what's up with everything you have had going on? I know we've had a chance to connect before. You've spoken at one of our events and we've had a few chances to meet with each other. And every time we talk a little bit about your story, and I've always wanted my audience to listen to it because it's just so great. And you've been able to do so many things that people probably already will recognize and they'll be able to put a face to the name. So talk to us about your events.
Well, I think, you know, quick a little background. I grew up here in Miami, went to the University of Florida, go Gators.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was there for the best time I could have been a Florida Gator. I got to see two back-to-back basketball championships. I got to see a football championship. And luckily, I was able to major in something that I actually knew I wanted to do. So while in school, I had a ton of really great internships, ones that were meaningful, that were one-on-one, that I got really great experience in doing real-life scenarios and was put in situations that I think a lot of people don't get put in until they're really already working somewhere. So I feel really fortunate to have been already put in that position while still in school, still able to learn, still able to make all those mistakes that everybody needs to make. Yeah. So by the time I left Florida, I knew exactly the industry I wanted to be in. I knew where I wanted to go. And I think that was an advantage as an entrepreneur, where I was able to start my business earlier than most people.
And get that experience. That's something I wish I would have done, because while I was in college, I was working. I was the marketing director at MPH Club. You might be familiar with the guys at MPH. I used to work at Lamborghini Miami. I used to be really dipping the car scene. And then after I decided to start my agency, I just went headfirst into it. Instead of maybe taking the time to work with another company or learn a little bit more, I just kind of went deep in, which is, it's okay because a lot of people do it that way. But thinking back, if I could give anybody advice, it would be, don't be in such a rush. Take time to do things correctly, educate yourself, finish school, finish whatever certifications you need to finish, and then go work under somebody. One of the people that really impacted me the most was Jordan Zimmerman. I used to drive him around, and just hearing all the deals he was working on and dropping him off at his big building, it was just amazing for me. And that really inspired me to get into the space, around which time I was also driving for Gil from Luxury World Traveler, which kind of connects Dream Masterminds last year, where we all really connected and started this whole relationship we all have going on, this business relationship. But yes, to get back to the point, it's find people that are doing what you're doing, find people that you could bring something to the table for so you could get that skill. And then once you're ready to start your business like you did, you already have that experience.
Yeah. I mean, anybody that gave me an opportunity while I was in college, I mean, I missed spring breaks, I missed winter breaks, but I really have still to this day, the relationships that I've made through those times in my life where I was like just trying to do anything that I could to better my positioning in this industry. So one big takeaway I would say immediately from this was, you know, challenge yourself and put yourself in, you know, an uncomfortable situation, even if you don't think you're not ready when you're so young. Like, you don't have kids, you don't have a mortgage, you don't have all these things that responsibilities, like, you know, don't make or break big decisions you're going to make. So I think that, you know, for me, there was, you know, one specific guy that I met very early. I was probably 19. I met him because I got the opportunity to run New Year's Eve parties, and be like the office girl at New Year's Eve. And at that time it was Opium Garden, Privé, and Mansion were the clubs under the Opium Group.
Okay.
So he was this like lunatic New Yorker that would come into town, and you know, I got this call and there's like, oh, there's this guy, he'll pay you like $1,500 and you know, you'll work with him for the next 10 days. And you get to come to the New Year's Eve party. And I'm like, do I get to bring my boyfriend? And he was like, yeah, yeah, you can bring your boyfriend. I was like, all right. So I go in, he teaches me the system. There was no Eventbrite. You know, there was none of these, you know, ticket websites. It was all like hand to paper, promoters checking out tickets and bringing back cash. And I was like this girl that was like doing seating charts and all these things. So I think from, you know, I was probably like 19 when this was happening. So it was pretty cool to see all this, you know, evolution of the way that events are structured. But it was dope. And I remember it was like 3 days before New Year's and he's like, all right, I got to go. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? He's like, oh yeah, I got the Mariah Carey party in New York. Like, this is all you.
Yeah, you're done. You're good.
Yeah. So I ended up becoming this like New Year's Eve girl. And that's not like something people know. So I ended up doing the Satai. I did the opening of the Fountain Blue, the opening of Live. Okay. And all through my years in college, this was my like winter break money that got me through like being a college student, having my own money.
Yeah, that broke college life.
Yeah. So I get paid a couple thousand bucks, come back to Miami and be this New Year's Eve. Like, you know, and that was the type of people you meet in popularity when you're doing these types of parties is pretty cool too. Yeah. So, you know, I did meet a guy that was the urban marketing director. So he did all the really cool hip hop parties.
Nice.
And a girl at Florida was like, oh, I really want to book an artist for my 21st birthday. Like, can you get me somebody? So I called him. Again, a relationship that brokered from that. And I was like, Max, can you get me Trick Daddy?
Oh, Trick Daddy.
I got 15 G's.
Yeah, Trick loves
the kids,
man.
Can you get me Trick Daddy? And he was like, yeah. And I brought Trick Daddy to Gainesville.
Hell yeah.
And did this girl's 21st birthday party. Yeah. The newspaper in Gainesville wrote about it, the whole thing.
Yeah. You're already making moves at 19. Look at that.
Yeah. So it was cool that I was able to do those types of things. But there was definitely like mentors of mine that were a lot harder on me. And, you know, I did summers in New York with a guy that just like did things on purpose to me because he saw the, you know, possibilities of what he thought that I could become. And he said, you know, you're going to be dealing with a ton of men. Yeah. And they're all gonna, you know, think they can just kind of walk all over you and you're not gonna let that happen. And he wanted to toughen me up and it worked.
Yeah.
So he did tons of stuff that, you know, I could tell you, I could tell you stories.
At the time it didn't make sense.
At the time it did not make sense, but I thank him so much for putting me in those positions that, you know, I think for the greater made me, you know, the business person I am.
Since you're listening to this episode, I want to make sure that you save my phone number so I could let you know about new podcast episodes or networking events going on in your area. Go to my Instagram, Alex Quinn, AlexQuin, and hit the contact button and then text me.
I do that to Michelle all the time.
Oh, good.
I'm like, Michelle, what if I'm just not around tomorrow? What if like I just disappeared? Like, what the fuck are you going to do? Like, you're going to have to take care of this and this and this and this and that. She's like, wait. I'm like, yeah, like these things happen. People do things.
Totally.
Like, because business, like, you know, we all get into business to, you know, to make some money, to do what we love, to have a good time. But unfortunately, shit happens, right? We run into like speed bumps. We run into people that throw things off for us. So we got to be prepared at all times. Like we got to be hopeful. We can't be negative, but we got to know that some bad shit might be around the corner and we got to be ready for that.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit of what we talked about before we started the podcast. We talked about looking out for things that could potentially affect us before we do something. Okay. For example, if somebody's listening to this right now and is thinking of creating an event or creating an event platform, there are some key things to take away from this that you guys should definitely be listening to. And Olivia is the perfect person to break it down for you. So why don't we talk about a few of those things?
Yeah, I think whether you're starting a business, it could be a, you know, a new store, it could be an online platform, it could be a restaurant, whatever it is, it could be an event. I think the biggest thing that I find that when people come to my agency and ask for help is they didn't really do their research. So if you have this fantastic name and you're so in love with it and there's an emotional attachment and that's the one you just start, you know, getting those, you're paying some graphic designer, make me this logo. I love this. You have this vision, you're creative, but have you checked to see if that name is trademarked? If you check to see if the domain is available, is the Instagram available, is the Facebook, Twitter, and so forth? And have you really done enough research to know if this brand name is marketable and how lost you might get in the shuffle of other names potentially having a stronger existing base using those keywords? So I find that that's, you know, it's an innocent mistake and one that I think everybody probably makes. But if you can avoid it, these are things that I would look at. I mean, just recently, Art Basel, I started a new event platform, and I came up with a ton of names I was obsessed with, but I was like, nope, Instagram's not available. What am I going to do? Some like bootleg shit? Like, no. So we finally settled on a name because it was a name that everything was available.
And another thing that people don't realize as well is that, you know, you want to get creative with your logo and your branding and your colors. But a lot of the times, let's say, for example, if your brand could turn into merchandise, stickers, notebooks, any of that stuff, you got to make sure the colors and the type of logo that you pick could be symmetrical, you know, on a hat, on a shirt. Mm-hmm. If you have a bunch of colors, maybe it doesn't make sense. Like, you got to be really careful how you pick things, because where you are now is completely different than where you're going to be like in 3 years. Your brand could completely turn into something completely different. Like right now we're sitting here and you're on this podcast, and this is the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. Hustle Inspires Hustle started off as an idea when Michelle and I were in the car one day, and I was telling her, listen, why were you up so late? You look really tired. Like, like you need to get some more rest. And she's like, oh, well, you're one to talk. Like, I saw you working late and your hustle encouraged my hustle. She said that while we're in the car, and I was like, wait a second.
So really, Michelle is to thank for this.
Bro, behind every great man is a great team and a great Chinese girl.
And a great woman.
Yeah.
You always have to have one of those.
Of course. I love that. But anyways, she said this, and I said right away, I'm like, wait, we got to do something around this phrase. So I said, let's switch it up. Hustle not encourages, hustle inspires hustle. So we started using it as a hashtag, and people started using it all over the world.
Yeah.
And then it turned into an event platform, and then it turned into a podcast, and then it turned into so many things that it's like
evolution of brand. Yeah.
Before, we wouldn't have made a logo that was simple and easy to read. We wouldn't have been able to transfer this brand across multiple channels that we're doing now. But it's because we had the branding experience. I have a marketing company. I've been doing this since I'm 18 years old. Right. I've been doing marketing. So you think about these things, but a lot of people start from zero because they're very enthusiastic and they don't know. But this is why it's great to listen to this content, to listen to podcasts, or even a lot of the videos that you drop. You drop a lot of how-tos and explainers and giving people tips on best practices on how they could grow their brand or facilitate things for themselves. The most important thing to do is educate yourself. Something I didn't do before, I wouldn't read. I wouldn't listen to podcasts. I wouldn't listen to people's advice. Mm-hmm. And until you start asking questions and getting out there and breaking out of your shell and going to that event you didn't want to go to because you felt a little bit uncomfortable, that's when things really start changing. And like, tell me, because we talked about this last year, how many people have attended your event so far? Model Beach Volleyball.
Well, Model Volleyball specifically, it's been running 10 years. Mm-hmm. And on average, each year, we get about, you know, 15,000 people over the course of 2 days.
That's crazy.
But it's a free event. It's open to the public, you know, and that's how we like it. And that's how we have the support of the city of Miami Beach, where this year we were given a proclamation naming February 16th Model Volleyball Day, which was pretty dope.
That's amazing. Well, congratulations for that. I'm sure you've been working really hard for that.
Yeah, you know, it's nice when you do an event in a city, because obviously, you know, we're doing this on the beach, so it's not a private property, it's public, you know, and it's great that I'm doing this event in a city that has programs that, you know, give us grants.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's eligibility, but like, it's great to have like a bureau that supports events in that city, because not every city has that. Because we took Model Volleyball to LA, and there was no grants.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool how Miami Beach like is putting, you know, their event producers in an advantage from the start to not, you know, fail with all these fees.
I could tell you this past year was my first time attending. We went with Valeria and Michelle. Yeah. And I was like, I mean, I love hip hop. I love events. I love content creation. I love I'm a marketing guy, right? So when I got there, I was like, shit, this is lit, because you had the content creators and everybody looked great, and the brands, and you had iHeartRadio out there. You had the VIP section. It was some shit I've never seen before. Like, I've never seen anybody throw an event at the beach like that. And I had a really, really good time. I ran into a lot of people I knew. And then I was surprised after, because I saw the people filming. Like, I saw people filming. But the amount of work you guys put into those videos you do is fucking incredible. Like, the grading, the shots, the transitions. Like, it just looks... the event looks fucking crazy on video, but it's not that you guys are just making it look extra. It's literally what's happening. You guys are just doing such a great job at translating that through the content. But that all comes through the work from your agency and how careful and organized you guys are and everything that
I think
you do.
I think it's also a special formula. You know, this is a really unique concept. We don't try to be something that anyone else is and what we're not. So some people are always saying like, well, are you booking a performer? Like, is there going to be a performance? And I'm like, no. Like, if there's one, there is one. Like, I never wanted model volleyball to be boxed into this like reputation that there had to be a performance. So,
headliner, yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to come to model volleyball because it's model volleyball.
Yeah.
And if you get a performance while you're there, like, good for you. But I didn't want it to be the reason that someone chose to come to the event, because we're not trying to be a festival. We're not trying to, you know, do something that we are model volleyball. We have sand, sun, beautiful people, brands giving things away.
Yeah.
And it's free.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, what more can you ask for?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So. And in a city like Miami where people don't like to pay for events, you guys are tripping out here, man. Like, I'm telling you, I work in the entertainment industry, and artists are afraid to do concerts at the American Airlines Arena because the Miami audience is so tough to make them come to events. And we went to yours and that show was slammed, you know, but you set it up correctly. Because also when you do free events, a lot of the time people won't appreciate it or won't take it seriously. But the way you formulated it is, it's just a no-brainer. You got to go.
Well, for those of you that don't know, like, it is an invitational to the agencies. So these agencies get invited by us to put together a team mm-hmm. of 20 models, co-ed, to participate and represent their agencies. So it's also this, like, you know, moment for these agencies to have...
to shine.
Yeah, to have their time to shine and put their best, you know, bodies on the sand. That have, you know, we do these custom uniforms, so everybody has their names on the uniforms with the agencies. So, you know, we try to create this like win-win without, you know, crossing that gray area, taking advantage of any of the models and the agencies, and really just making it a fun time. You know, we start on Thursday, we do some parties, we've got pool parties, kickoff parties, uniform parties, you name it. And then, you know, it's gruesome out there. It's very competitive. These models take it super serious. I have a crazy vetting process. I get submitted ringers all the time. And I'm looking at, I'm like, come on, guys. So, you know, they have to show work that these models have actually booked a job for that agency in the last 3 months.
Yeah.
If not, I've booted them. I booted some of the best players on these teams, just because if you're playing in model volleyball, like, please be a model.
Yeah. You know? like putting up a Instagram story doesn't count, okay? You got to be actually out here doing
it
right.
No, it's so funny when they, you know, these agencies, they just want to win. And I get it. You know, we also have a really great philanthropic component with the Jack Brewer Foundation. So for the past 3 years, we've taken the winning team to Haiti and a mission trip. And the money that we've donated from the event to the Jack Brewer Foundation opened the first ever women's cancer center.
Okay.
In Haiti.
That's great.
So, yeah, there's definitely a lot of layers to this event besides just, like, let's just drink and party.
No, yeah, of course. Well, you know, not everybody thinks that way, right? So a lot of people, and it's okay, a lot of people have an event platform, whatever business, and they'll be successful, and they'll take care of their own, which is fine, but it's really nice to see people go above and beyond, right? So we try, within the resources that I have and my team has, we try to help the community as much as we can with the things that we do, like beach cleanups, backpack drives, different things like that. But, you know, seeing, and I was talking about this yesterday with Charles Nader from Doc.com, like things like what Bill Gates is doing right now. I recently watched his documentary on Netflix, and it's like he's devoted to his foundation with his wife, and they're just trying to solve problems around the world. How great is it to be able to not just be successful and have all the things that you want, but getting to a point where that shit doesn't mean anything anymore.
Right.
Like, what are we going to do? Like, how are we going to advance, like, as a civilization, so everybody could be okay, so we could get rid of a lot of the issues that are going on that don't go away because of greed? And seeing people go above and beyond, doing things like in Haiti or doing different things, like, for example, in Colombia, our friends at Palmera Mia, they're building aqueducts over there for people that don't, there's people over there that don't have access to water. They have to walk 15 miles just to get a bucket of water and bring it back to brush your teeth or to have water for the day. And we walk into our sink, into our bathroom, we turn on the sink and we have water. So it's really easy for us to get used to things. And by us, I mean, obviously the people here in Miami and different cities around the US and even around the world, but there's parts of the world where people need help and we can't forget about them.
Yeah.
Right. So that's great that you're doing that. That's really, really cool.
Yeah. And I encourage philanthropy. It's like another, you know, one of my biggest platforms is, like, even if you're not somebody that can really take the time and effort to dedicate, you know, all of your time or any of your time, like, buy a ticket once in a while to support, you know, an event that, you know, the money's going to charity, or, you know, just do your research on what you can do.
Yeah. Or even if you have influence, make a post.
Let's take a quick break. I want to tell you about a new way I run my business. So did you know that I was able to increase my workload and close more leads by automating my client onboarding operation over the last few months? I removed the friction points in my communication process so clients are able to approve, sign, and pay all in one go. This was all thanks to HoneyBook. HoneyBook is a client management software that helps businesses like yours manage and automate projects. Now, from the moment your clients are ready to say yes, they'll automatically receive the proposal, contract, and payment all in one email. So you're able to focus on getting more clients, less friction, and more deals. Thanks to HoneyBook, all Hustle Inspires Hustle listeners get 50% off when you go to honeybook.com and use promo code Alex, A-L-E-X. Now, let's jump back into the episode.
Yeah. Because a lot of people, and I see this a lot on social media, I wanted to get your thoughts on that. A lot of people will do great stuff, mm-hmm. and they'll document it to encourage other people to do it. But other people take it as a negative, like, oh, I want to be seen helping other people. And I could see why they mention that and why they say those things, because there may be the people that do it for that reason. But I also believe in showing by leading by example, right? So if you are doing something great for the world that you know other people are going to want to help, documenting these things and yeah. showing these things without humiliating somebody or being rude or, you know, crossing lines, yeah. I think it's really good to use digital platforms to be able to encourage people. And one great person I know does that out in LA and I've always wanted to support is Nat City. She does a lot of great stuff out there. The guys from Iconic support her all the time. And it's just like, it's great to see that, you know, I would like to see more of that in Miami.
Yeah. I mean, I sit on a board of a foundation here in Miami as well. We just threw the second annual gala. It's called Angel Watching Over Me.
Okay.
AWOM. And we raised like $70,000 and it was like, I mean, it was just so freaking cool
to see. So you stay like, busy.
Yeah.
You're busy.
Yeah.
What do you do for fun? Like, what do you do when you take time off? Do you take any time off?
I do. I like to travel.
Okay. Awesome.
I do. I like to travel. I work out every day. That's something that I think that I've always encouraged also in my team, where we have a partnership with Barry's Bootcamp, where everybody from my team gets to go to Barry's Bootcamp.
Nice.
Just because I think it's like that 1 hour, no cell phone, check out, you know, get your mind right, get those endorphins popping, and like make sure you're taking care of your mind and your body, not just like, you know, having that electronic connection all day long.
Yeah. And you know what the great thing is about traveling, especially the fact that my team and I travel almost every 2 weeks, and we're very fortunate to be able to do that. One of my favorite things is traveling. So being paid to be able to travel, mm-hmm. I thank God every day for that. Oh. But even if you're not going to work when traveling, when you go to another city, another country, you see, like, your mind opens up in a way that when you come back home, even if you didn't go through to a seminar or an event or anything, you just think differently. You see how people advertise over there or how things are done. Like, we went to Japan and just like the transportation system and everything is just like, you learn just by being around, your mind opens up. It's
funny. I had a friend of mine who has a really strong internship program. Uh-huh. He does this thing where he, you know, at the end of every internship, he tries to set up his interns with people to talk to ask like real life questions.
Okay.
So I was one of them. And, you know, he talked to me for 20 minutes asking me all the usual stuff that people ask. And he said, is there anything I didn't ask you that you want to like tell me? And I said, yeah, go travel.
Yeah.
And if you can afford it and do it, stay in the nicest hotels, fly the nicest way, because that's where you're going to meet people.
Yes.
And he said, holy shit, no one's ever told me that. Thank you. Because I think that for me, every time I traveled, I always tried to put myself in the best position to meet people. So I've always met the most, you know, interesting people when I've been in that position.
Yeah, you never know who you're going to meet at the nice resort or in that business class. These are people just like you.
Get a credit card and get those points.
Nobody taught me that shit in school, Olivia. Yeah. Like, now, as a grown-ass man, is like, all right, let's put all our business expenses and all of our shit on credit cards.
Yeah, everything on a credit
because
card.
Because people are afraid to use credit cards because a lot of people have been conditioned to thinking that credit and using credit cards is bad for you. But it's mainly because of the reason that people are afraid to do something that they don't know.
Yeah.
Just like we're afraid to go to an event or afraid to talk to somebody new or ask somebody out on a date. We're afraid of what we don't know. But if you educate yourself enough about how credit cards work and credit works, you realize it's to your advantage.
You
need that in this country.
You're a loser if you don't have a credit card.
Right? I don't even know what my debit cards look like anymore.
No.
But I went through coaching. I got credit coaches. I got advisors.
Oh,
I really started.
Cool.
I started spending because, I mean, I came out of college with a ton of debt, right? My credit was fucked. I couldn't buy a property. I couldn't buy anything. I couldn't get a car. Mm-hmm. I was literally stuck. And I would try to, you know, message the student loan companies because I had late payments back then. They don't budge. They don't help. They don't do anything. And your credit just stuck. So then you start thinking, you start seeing all these business owners, you know, putting all their expenses on credit cards. And you'd be surprised how many people don't know that those those expenses turn into points, which then give you free travel, free first class tickets.
I had a crazy thing happen to me where I had always had the best credit and I had my student loans kind of on this ongoing thing. And I decided I was going to pay them off in full. And I got penalized on my credit.
No.
Because I paid them off full.
You're thinking you're going to do something right and that, all right,
because I took an ongoing, you know, whatever you want to call it, off of my credit where it was no longer being monitored for that reason.
It also hurt you because you didn't have enough trade lines open.
I lost over 100 points.
Yeah.
And I've been dealing with trying to work that back. So yeah,
me too.
It's tricky.
I'm paying all the advisors out there, everything.
It's tricky. But I mean, I do have, you know, business credit cards and, you know, everything is definitely in everyone's advantage to always have a business credit card and, you know, save money on your tax returns and write everything off and, you know, so forth. But man, yeah.
And also, you know what also helps credit wise? If you have shit credit, you could just get somebody to open an account, like open a credit card. If they already have a credit card.
Yeah.
That's what my mom used to help me do after college and I had all those issues. She had a Amex Gold and they wouldn't accept me yet. She added me on her account. I literally just gave her the card. I'm not even going to use it because people are afraid, oh, I'm going to open up a card under my account for somebody else. They're going to use it. You could literally just take the card back from them and they already have open credit and you're helping that person out. If
that's
it's a family member or somebody you want to help
that's
out.
That's exactly right.
But look, these are all the things that we learned being entrepreneurship and going through all these missions. Yeah. And that's the purpose of the podcast because our listeners are young entrepreneurs who are looking to start their own businesses and looking to succeed and looking to see what issues they could overcome so they don't run into a lot of these things that you and I may have run into.
Totally.
So where can everybody find you? Because you put out a lot of content people could learn from, and I definitely want them to check that out.
Sure. So my personal is Olivia Ormos, OliviaOrmos. And my agency is OO & Co. And on our website, I have a series that we did. It's probably about 8 or 9 videos of topics that I found that were the most interesting that could be of any help to people's industries. Things like email etiquette, networking, how to manage relationships properly, sponsorship deck tips, things like that.
Yeah, the sponsorship deck tips, I think, are one of the most important ones. I could have definitely used a lot of stuff like that when I started out, because my first business was events. I did car events. And I back then I didn't know how to present myself. And sometimes it's just as easy as having a nice template, switching things around, and making sure you have the right email communication.
You know, it's a lot of trial and error, but I really think that if, you know, some people really try to overdo it or some people underdo it. And there's like this nice medium where, you know, you really need to accentuate the positive of what you're selling. And a lot of people, you know, just totally failure on that.
Guys,
different fonts, different pictures. It's a whole mess.
Guys, make sure what she's saying is true. You're going to have a brand. Make sure your brand colors are consistent, that you use the same fonts. Don't be all over the place. These little details matter to people, and people start associating your brand to these visuals, right?
Definitely.
This is what you want to be doing with your brand. If you want to learn more about that, check out the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. Check out OO & Co, Olivia Ormos on Instagram, Olivia Ormos. Make sure to check her out. Thank you so much for having us, Olivia.
Thanks, guys.
Don't forget to check out honeybook.com to automate your business processes so you could get more clients and get paid faster. Get 50% off when you use code ALEX, ALEX. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to tune in. I'd really appreciate it if you guys could share with someone, review, or even subscribe to the podcast. If you want to connect with me, follow me on Instagram at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Or you could follow me on my personal, Alex Quinn with 1N. This is the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast with Alex Quinn.